People in the organic food industry are about to have an easier time doing business. The U.S. and European Union are announcing they will consider each other's organic standards equivalent. So if it's organic here, it's also organic in Europe. Organic food companies are cheering because their potential market just doubled. Here's NPR's Dan Charles.
Before organic was a brand, and before organic farming meant following a lot of rules, it was just a philosophy that you could grow healthier food by nurturing natural life in the soil. In different countries, there were different prophets of this idea almost a century ago. Rudolf Steiner in Germany, Sir Albert Howard in England, J.I. Rodale in the United States. But Sam Fromarts, author of the book Organic Inc., says from the beginning, the different parts of this international movement were talking to each other, and they came up with very similar practices.
You were going to avoid chemical pesticides. You were going to avoid chemical fertilizers. You were going to rely on natural means, enriching the soil through compost.
Eventually, though, groups of farmers in different countries said to each other, we need rules and a system of certification to make sure that anybody who sells food as organic is following those rules.
Because they didn't want some other guy who was using some sort of pesticide or some chemical fertilizer to also claim he was organic.
There now are rules that define what's organic, but they're slightly different on either side of the Atlantic because of different histories, cultures, and political structures. So organic certification here doesn't mean you get to sell something as organic in Europe, and vice versa. It means that Matt McLean, founder of Uncle Matt's Organics in Claremont, Florida, doesn't even bother trying to sell his oranges or grapefruit juice in Europe.
They have a couple different things that they won't allow that we do allow in organic production that are very minor, but it's just a headache for us if we have to farm differently in different fields and keep track of it.
And if a European company wants to sell, let's say, organic chocolate in both the U.S. and Europe, it has to get its cocoa growers in West Africa certified as organic according to two different systems. Now, all that complication and expense is about to go away. Starting on June 1st, with just a few exceptions, if it's organic on one side of the Atlantic, it will also be organic on the other side. Kathleen Merrigan, the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture, made the announcement today at a trade show of the organic industry in Germany.
Everybody was hoping that this day would come and that we could have some free trade in organic agriculture and get consumers what they want.
Getting to this point meant getting over some prejudices, Merrigan says. Many Europeans had the feeling that U.S. standards were probably too permissive for the benefit of big organic agribusiness. U.S. officials, for their part, didn't think the Europeans did enough verification to make sure farmers actually follow the rules. The two sides spent a couple of years visiting each other and decided those ideas were wrong. Basically, the organic standards are equivalent. Any small differences, they'll just disregard. There's one significant exception. In Europe, organic farmers that work with animals are allowed to treat illnesses with antibiotics. In the U.S., they aren't, and that prohibition will remain. No meat or milk from animals treated with antibiotics can be imported and sold in the U.S. as organic. Matt McLean, the organic citrus producer in Florida, is happy to know that exporting fruit to Europe now is a realistic option.
I think it's a historic agreement that's going to create a lot of opportunity for U.S. organic food companies and also farmers, for sure.
Organic grain from U.S. farmers may flow toward Europe. More European chocolate or olive oil may show up in American supermarkets. USDA officials say they think organic exports to Europe will triple within 3 years. Dan Charles, NPR News, Washington.